Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And Brian and I were in Los Angeles last night, and we're in Washington this morning. Good morning, B.
What up, bro? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Big win for the Commanders yesterday.
Humongous one.
It was, you got to really, really credit Quan Martin for making a big play when the team was desperate for one. They started 0-2 on the road, started slow again, down 10-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
And honestly, the way they were moving the ball, it looked like it was about to be 13-0 or 17-0.
Yep.
L.A. looked really good early in this thing. Washington's defense had no answers early. Washington's offense couldn't do anything. And then football's a game of momentum. You create a turnover. You completely kind of flip this thing on its head. Yep. Washington's able to go on a drive. The Quan Martin fumble, the Quan Martin forced fumble, it's far too early to say anything saved a season, anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it altered the season. It is an impactful play that changed an entire game.
Yeah, it changed the game, definitely. And I think early on, you know, they had plays to get Jaden to feel this way, and he was trying it. But once he moved around a little bit and realized I can go with this thing, whole ball game changed. You know, you can tell watching that team for the first 4 weeks and watching them yesterday, they ran a totally different defense approach. They had been rushing that five people, leaving that space. They were rushing four, kept somebody watching Jaden. They were scared of him.
Yeah, I mean, the first two drives, Washington's offense looked anemic. First drive was a three and out. Second drive, they got a first down. Then they punted again. After that was the fumble that Quan Martin forced. They go, their next four possessions were touchdown, field goal, touchdown, field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden settled in, made some really good throws. Bill, dude, like this, what we saw in camp where there was so much mm-hmm. excitement surrounding Bill, he was a beast yesterday, and they gave him the work.
Yeah.
Bill finished 14 carries for 111 yards, two touchdowns, averaged 8 a carry, had another two catches, 40 yards through the air. Bill was a dynamic weapon. But then in the second half, a lot of this is how you respond when the stuff hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bill puts a ball on the ground.
Yeah.
He got blown up in the backfield. It was a bad exchange because there was a Senate, I don't know if he missed the assignment or what, but there was a Chargers defender almost took the handoff.
Yeah.
And Washington
had the ball on the side of his body.
Yeah.
And it came right out.
Washington, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, a first half fumble completely changed this thing for the Chargers. Would a second half fumble undo Washington?
Yeah.
They responded. And what I love the DQ did is Bill got the carries on the next series.
Yeah. I like that, but I'll tell you this. People have to just understand they have three guys that are capable. And on top of it, you saw down the stretch, C-Rod was in the game carrying the ball too. And McNichols is just a pro, dog. When he caught that ball on the sideline and he went for it, he was like, to hell with running out of bounds. You sitting there waiting for me? I'm going to give you something to eat.
They definitely have.
He fed him shoulder pads.
All three could play. Bill has a higher gear than the rest of them.
He does.
But his vision and the cutting ability is
he has this, that little stutter move that stops people in their tracks. But I'm just saying, there are going to be games where he may not be the guy getting the most carries. The other guys may be clicking that day, and they'll go with it.
I feel like from yesterday, he has earned.
One game doesn't solve the whole problem.
I don't think it's a problem.
I'm saying, one game doesn't solve it. When you get into other games, he may not have it that day. This is just what football is. And one of the other guys may. So it's like, let's understand, this is a running back by committee type of situation in this day and age of football.
I most teams are. Yeah. I think Bill, though, yesterday, I'm curious how it'll go. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to start to solidify a bigger chunk of that. And that's like maybe he's at 60% of the carries. I don't think we're ever getting to a situation where he gets 90%. You know what I mean? Like that's just not the way most football teams
are. And that's what I'm saying. It's like he since day one, everyone thought he was the number one back anyway. Still, they will start the game off with other guys. Depending on the approach sometimes. And that's the thing about football these days. You can go out there and you can break game plan based off of matchups and situations and the run styles and things of that nature. You can do all those different things, which makes you more deadly as an offense.
For sure. I thought, I mean, a huge difference yesterday. I think the reality with Washington's defense is I don't think they're built to be a top five, top 10 unit, especially in yards allowed, right? Mm-hmm. But I think when they can generate pass rush, and ideally that can create turnovers, and then the offense is clicking and they can stay on the field and put some points up. Like, that's how they're built to win. That's what happened last year. Mm-hmm. And I think you saw that effectively yesterday. Five sacks in that game. The Chargers' offensive line was a mess. They lost. They were down both tackles going into the game. They lost Mekhi Becton in the game. When you play.
Well, let's say he was playing a guy that big was going to go out there and play. You always wonder if he's going to make the whole game.
Well, dude. When you play a team with a beat up O-line, beat them up. Like, that's what you're they accomplished the mission.
Yep.
Because they were able to take advantage. Herbert looked pretty damn good, honestly. I mean, that dude just has an absolute rocket. And there were
He throws a lot of dump offs to me though.
There were a lot of portions where they were just going to where they found the soft spot in the zone as Washington kind of played some more relaxed zone in the second half. But Dan Quinn always talks about And I know that there are still people that roll their eyes, but it's something very clearly they've put together. He talks about, we want guys on our team that have been through the journey. It's not about getting knocked down. It's about how you respond.
Yeah.
And I thought yesterday, Samerstil made a completely inexcusable mistake early in this game, jumping off sides on a field goal. He jumps off sides. The field goal becomes a first down. They score on the next play. Just that is an inexcusable mistake. And knowing Mikey a little, I am sure it was going to weigh on him significantly. And then he responds late in that game after the Bill fumble to get that goal line interception. Credit to Johnny Newton for tipping that pass. And it's not like Mikey's like, oh, you know, I messed up earlier. I got to make up for it. You just stay locked in and continue to do your job, and it works itself out. And I just thought really indicative of how this team kind of stays in the fight, whatever phrase you want to say. Because, at that point, if...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
If LA is able to convert after the Bill fumble, this game looks different again. There were a lot of like kind of swing, like pivots, if you will, like a lot of fulcrums in this game where things could have swung either way.
Yep.
And Samerstil getting the pick at the goal line was massive.
That was the that's where the mental aspect comes in, because if you watch Samerstil, they had that same play earlier where they threw the touchdown to Keenan Allen. He was waiting for that play this time. And he was helped out by the lineman tipping it, but still.
McConkie, I think.
Whether they tip it or not, he's still there.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So
the Chargers.
Yeah, McConkie.
The Chargers, to their credit, perhaps, sure helped Washington get the momentum going. The Quentin Johnson fumble that Quan deserves a lot of credit for, but you can also just hold on to the ball, dude.
He put shoulder pass straight to the ball.
Yeah.
But, and that's the thing about receivers. Receivers aren't used to taking those type of hits. Normally they get hit around the waist. His shoulder pass was directly on the football, and he had just started to tuck it in. And, you know, when a receiver gets hit like that, normally that ball will – it'll move a little bit. A lot of times they get to catch it again. But Quan was able to hit it where the shoulder pass went straight through the arms, and ball came out with it.
The other play that was a massive swing was the roughing the kicker. Tress, in the two games out in L.A., you remember how hard he got hit in that Rams game a couple of years ago? Tress took a solid little pop. It was a no-doubt roughing. McConkie runs that thing back for six, and everybody in the stadium knew this doesn't count, except Vlad McConkie, probably.
As a return guy, though, when that ball bounces, you know that's a chance. If you look at that play, go back and check it out. Anybody out there want to check it out? When that ball bounced, the whole team, the coverage team, slows down. And when he caught that ball and took that first step, you can't just pick up speed that quick again. Everybody started to coast because they figured he was just letting it go. And when he started coming back, you know, I was like, oh, this is trouble right here. And I'm looking at him run up the damn sideline. And Tanner was like sitting there because I didn't see the roughing. Because I was watching the return, man. Tanner like, it ain't no good. It's not good anyway. It's roughing. I'm like, what you talking about? And I look back and I see the flag on the ground. But I watched him the whole time. As soon as that damn ball hit the ground, I went straight to the coverage guys, and they all slowed down.
Yeah, you're right. I think I don't think any of it was luck. I think, you know, they stayed in. But that was a clear roughing, which made it.
Oh, yeah.
It was never really a question. There were a bunch of just kind of those little moments where things swung in their favor.
But they kept the head about them. And I think that's the thing about a good football team. And like, I think everyone has to understand, like, last year was last year. This is a totally new team who's trying to get back to that point. And I think in this game, they overcome a lot of things that could derail you.
Yeah.
And they showed some mental toughness and some awareness. And they showed that they had some oomph about them to take those hits and keep going with it. So this team, that game may be a game that we look back to and say, it's when things started to rock for them.
I thought Debo was fantastic. Just been really good since he arrived here.
Did you see the play where they were when they scored a touchdown? In the huddle, they were practicing a little dance. This is right before the touchdown was thrown. And then they did the exact same dance in the end zone.
Maybe they saw what they needed to see.
Listen, earlier in the game, I don't know what the hell that referee on the Chargers sideline was thinking, because he didn't make calls he should have made. The first one where Debo is turning back and the guy just has his hands up and run right through him, that's interference all day, every day.
Oh, down the left side?
Yeah, he never called it.
And Jaden took a pop after the, like, Jaden took a late hit on that.
A late hit?
You could have called either of those.
Not only
did Jaden get hit late, it was kind of high.
They protect the quarterbacks with that all the time. They protect certain quarterbacks.
Speaking of Jaden, I think he deserves just an absolute ton of credit for yesterday. Throws for 230 with the touchdown. I think two things need to be pointed out with Jaden Daniels. One, he's fine. He kept saying he was fine. He played. He was fine.
He's tough as nails, too.
Absolutely.
I'm just give it to them.
I don't know that you have any of these people in your life. I have a friend. I'm not going to name his name, but he's a real estate agent, went to University of Maryland, and is older than me, but we were in the same fraternity. I believe you've met this.
I know what you're talking about.
He's been telling everybody that would listen, Jaden's way more hurt. Watch, watch, watch. You're wrong, sir. He has initials I do.
Everyone that wants to make that narrative or that story go, they've been wrong. Because there's been a lot of people pushing that. But the whole thing about it, let's be real now. People know how to play games in the NFL. Coaches do it too. So, yes, he was wearing a knee brace. You know why you wear a knee brace when you have a sprain? Okay? Because you want to help protect it and try to let it get healthier. Tom Brady made some comments. I saw you had posted it. But the thing about when Tom played, the brace that Tom wore was probably
– Landfill posted that.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
That the offensive lineman wore that.
Yeah.
Okay? An offensive lineman was wearing a brace like Tom wore. If you look at that brace that Jaden had on, it looks bulky because, you know, it's a smaller person. But that's one that's a lot more fluid. And if you were to pick it up, it's feather light. Because when he slipped and he had on the pink shoes, they quickly came off.
Debo changed those pink shoes.
He started to deal after that. Because I think when he got tackled on the first play and he got hit that second time, he knew at that point, I can go. And once it was cool in his mind mentally, it was hell for them at that point.
The other thing I wanted to say about Jaden that I was really impressed with, he protected himself.
Yeah.
Like he said, going
he slid several times.
He said going into the week, I know I got to be smart. I got to be balanced. If the game is in the balance, I'm going all in, right? Like you're not going to stop me from doing what I need to do, but I can be smarter about this. Cliff Kingsbury talked about it. Dan Quinn talked about it. Jaden hit an absolute perfect slide. And throughout that game, he was kind of protecting himself. And mm-hmm. I just thought that showed a ton of maturity.
Yeah. Quarterbacks have to learn that you are part of the guys. You're one of the guys. But you know what? You're kind of the CEO of this thing where we need you to be here all the time. You know, we need not only your physical presence, we need your mental presence as well. Because when he's on the field, teams play differently. When he's out there, your defense has more to be concerned about. And his job is to be there for the long haul. And there are a lot of quarterbacks, won't name any names, they play reckless. They play more reckless than he would play. And they're going to find out real quickly that this ain't their game for that.
It just shows a level of maturity.
Yeah.
And I think for Jaden to kind of grow, you know what I mean? Like, all right, I had to miss a couple games. I got to take care of myself now.
Yeah.
This is not about getting 2 extra yards in the second quarter of week 5.
Yeah.
It's about being able to play in January.
Yep.
And thinking big picture for the game and big picture for the month and big picture for the season. And I just was really impressed by Jaden yesterday. You know what I mean? It was just weirdly people try to nitpick him for stuff. And I just thought yesterday was a really great example of him handling things as he has his whole time here, which is just like in this super mature, professional
route. He's done everything he needs to do to prove to people. But I've told you before, a lot of the comments coming into the Commanders text threads and stuff like that, they're not Commanders fans. It's just people trying to start stuff because they know all you got to do is say something on social media and it's going to get, boom, blown out of proportion.
You're 2-2 coming off let's be real, bad loss in Atlanta, flying across the country. Your quarterback's coming back from an injury. You get down 10-0, and then you go 27 unanswered.
Mm.
I mean, that it's just you talk about guts and resilience and being able to take a punch and then throw one back. It was a really impressive effort, complete team effort. The defense, Von Miller had 2 sacks. Dorrance Armstrong is having like a Pro Bowl type season.
Yeah, the young man that hit me last week talking about, well, Von Miller hadn't done anything. He already had a sack. Now he has two more. And he's playing like 10, 15% of the plays. Tell me he's still not doing anything.
I think when they're able to get pressure, and Payne and Kinlaw, Payne had the one tackle, I think, on that screenplay that he completely sniffed out. Wagner actually had a really good pressure on that. When Payne and Kinlaw are creating trouble in the middle of that defense, it makes just a huge difference. And, through five games now, there's a body of work. We've seen what is working and what isn't working. And when those two are causing trouble up front, it's working, man.
Yeah, totally.
It's working. You know what else is working? John Leahy. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the DMV, John Leahy is out there to get you the best deal and the most cash possible.
Just like Javier and Alma did it. They wanted a new home, something updated to help them serve as a new beginning. But first, they need to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time and hassle-free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 over the asking price.
$20K,
brother. And thanks to John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
Dude, and if you've been waiting around trying to find the right time to buy a house, right now might be that time. There's a lot of for sale signs. I think buyers have the power in this market right now. There's some uncertainty, and when you work with John, you get certainty. He's got buyers in waiting. He'll get you pre-approved. And maybe you get more house than you expected because the market's turning in your favor. Whatever it is, if you got to get out of town, if you lost a job, maybe you got a promotion, whatever the situation, go with John and the Fine Living Group because they'll remove the stress and get you in the house you want ASAP, or they'll sell yours for more cash than you can imagine. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.